This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The Federal Subsistence Board is meeting in Anchorage this week to consider dozens of specific fish and game management proposals and possible changes to the process by which it decides a community's eligibility for subsistence priority. In response to public comments, the Secretary of Interior in 2009 called on the Federal Subsistence Board to review the way it determines rural or non-rural status. The 10 regional advisory councils that advise the Federal Subsistence Board held public meetings and hearings to gather comments on the rural-non-rural determination process. Mitch Simeonoff, chair of the Council for Kodiak and the Aleutians, says the current rules that have the Federal Subsistence Board reviewing rural designations after the U.S. Census every 10 years raise a lot of concerns.
Reviewing the rural status of a community every 10 years causes a lot of frustration, pain, confusion, turmoil, and anxiety for a community undergoing the review.
Current rules state that if a community's population is 2,500 or less, it's rural. If it's 2,500 to 7,000, the board checks for rural characteristics, use of fish and wildlife, infrastructure, transportation, and educational institutions. It also checks to see if the community is close to or nearly part of another larger community. Lester Wild Sr. of Hooper Bay says because Bethel has a population of 6,000, getting close to that 7,000 number cutoff, the rule that aggregates or groups communities together is especially worrisome in his region.
The main concern, of course, was brought out in public comment and to the council was this aggregation of communities that put just a great sense of fear in our surrounding villages with Bethel.
During the review, communities have to justify their rural, non-rural status. Nancy Morris Lyon of King Salmon says the Bristol Bay Regional Council would turn that around.
The Federal Subsistence Board should have criteria for determining why a subsistence priority can be taken away rather than criteria of who can have subsistence priority. Again, kind of alluding to what some of the others have said, why should we as subsistence users feel like we have to defend what we're doing instead of the other way around? Why don't you show us reason why you should be able to take that away from us?
There was a broad consensus among the regional advisory councils on several matters. Most, if not all, agreed population should be considered but should not be the deciding, overriding factor. Rather, rural characteristics should carry more weight. Jack Ryakoff of Wiseman expressed the views of many.
Use of fish and wildlife should be the primary criteria. It's the most important criteria for determining rural subsistence use.
Regional advisory council chairs also suggested the trigger for a review should be based on a significant long-term change in the community and should be at the request or recommendation of the community itself or of the regional advisory council. The Federal Subsistence Board meeting continues through Thursday. The House Finance Committee has advanced Governor Sean Parnell's plan for addressing the state's pension obligation. It's not clear whether that's the plan lawmakers ultimately will decide to go with. The Senate Finance Committee is also studying the issue. Parnell proposed moving $3 billion from savings toward addressing the public employees' and teachers' retirement system, with about $1.9 billion of that going toward the public employee system. The plan calls for $500 million annual payments after that. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.